On a special edition of the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter, the day after Tulsa's municipal elections, and we are joined live in the studio by Karen Keith. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm great. Little tired. It was a later night, I think, than a lot of us expected last night. I want to talk to Gwen Freeman a little bit later about why things seem to come in so slowly and the way they did. There didn't seem to be any problems, but were you surprised that it was as close as it was and that you came in second behind Monroe Nichols?
Well, I think what you saw was kind of a three different teams all working really hard, and it was like a third, a third, a third. But I will tell you, we really had a lot of fun last night. Our team was all there and was pretty joyous, and we're just looking forward to the next leg.
Do you feel like you got outflanked a little bit? You know, when it is three running, it's easy for two to run around one. And the mayor pointed out that, man, Monroe Nichols and Brent Van Norman really pounded the pavement and did some grassroots campaigning here. Do you think you got out-campaigned a little bit?
I think they did work really hard. But I also think I was the target for both of them. They were both lobbing things at me because it appeared that I had the lead. And so they were both coming after me. We didn't do a lot to respond to that, and perhaps we should have. But because we are really about trying to build collaboration, a bipartisan campaign, because I think that's what we need for the city. We don't need partisan government to fix things like potholes and work on the homeless issues. It takes all of us working together, and that's really what I do.
It did seem like when the South Tulsa, like District 8, District 9, started coming in last night, that is when Brent Van Norman really made some gains on the two of you, which to me would indicate that both of your campaigns really need to reach out to South Tulsa going into November.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Dan.
Yeah. How are you going to do that?
Well, I think a lot of those folks know me, and I think that they'll be willing to come into our camp because they know that I will work with them. I work with everybody. It's just what I do. And that's the only way we really succeed as a community is everybody, you know, I want to be a mayor for the Democrats. I want to be a mayor for the Republicans. I want to be a mayor for the Independents. So if we're all working together, we can continue to move this city forward.
This is now a completely different contest going forward. This is a total reset, isn't it?
It is a reset, yes.
How do you approach it differently?
Well, I think we've got to do more on our ground game. And so we'll be focusing on that and really talking it more in depth on what our plans were. We were kind of staying above the fray on some of that, but we're gonna make sure people really understand the things we have in place and what we're gonna do.
And the differences between the candidates? I asked the mayor last night. I said, both of these people seem like good people. Do you think it's gonna get nasty? He said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to say no, it's not gonna get nasty, but
I think we're pretty similar in many respects, but I think the huge difference between us is if you look at a track record and what somebody has actually accomplished. I think it's night and day, and I think people will see that.
Last time you and I talked, it was talking about music education.
Yes, and how important it is.
Yeah, and how important
it changes
it is.
Lives.
Absolutely.
And I so appreciate, Dan, all the things you do to really promote music and elevate that conversation around it.
Now I got to find out if Monroe Nichols has an instrumental music background too.
Yeah, so. Good question. I don't know that either.
I know you're supposed to be here for Fox 23, and we just kind of grabbed you as you came in the door. You're a good sport. Thank you for doing
that. Yeah, but thank you for getting me on here and having a chat with you always.
We'll let you find your way back in this cavernous building back to their studios.
Karen, yeah, it is a maze. Thank you.
Congratulations,
Dan.
And we'll be talking, I'm sure. Oh, before we even go to November, I want to ask both you and Monroe Nichols this morning. If you win, are you going to commit to being on Monday with the mayor every 7:30 Monday morning? Yes, she's giving
thumbs
up.
Easy peasy. That will be great.
Excellent.
I listen to it all the time to get my updates. I think it's good for the community. People can kind of hear what's going on. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, either way, we look forward to having the next mayor on with us.
Okay.
Good luck,
great.
Karen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dan.